Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you literally from the halls of Congress. On our broadcast today, U.S. Senator Dean Heller will join us, plus Lee Gibson from the Washoe RTC. It's all coming up next on our all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Scott Peterson. We're spurring on the Western legacy. June 16th through the 25th. For tickets, call 800-325-SEAT or visit renorodeo.com. Come join us at the Reno Rodeo.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, broadcasting from the halls of Congress in Washington, D.C., with United States Senator Dean Heller.
Pleasure Sam, to have you back on the program. It's good to be here. Thank you.
Let's talk about a couple of things that Senator Reid was talking about in a meeting he had with the Las Vegas Metro Chamber a couple of days ago.
Okay.
And one of them was that he encouraged Southern Nevada to go back after the water from Eastern Nevada and import it down to Las Vegas. Your thoughts on that being stirred up again?
You know, that hasn't been a topic of discussion for the last couple of years, obviously because of the recession and the lack of the billions of dollars that it would take in order to do that. You know, if they can find a balance that doesn't take away from agriculture in that area, doesn't take away from the farmers and ranchers and cattlemen and all that, you know, let them work it out. I'm fine with that, but I don't want it to be a water grab without some input and some voice from the rural areas that are affected by it.
You know, it's interesting. One of his comments was that it's better to have the water for flushing toilets on the strip than it is for growing alfalfa in eastern Nevada.
Well, I think food on the table is important, so I may disagree a little bit with that.
He also brought up Yucca Mountain. He said that as far as he's concerned, Yucca Mountain is dead.
I hope he's right.
But he also mentioned that either the nuclear waste should be kept where it is now, or it should go to a state that wants it. And he mentioned
Correct.
Texas as
Texas. There's a number of states that have shown a desire to actually take this nuclear waste. I mean, you could recycle it like they do in European countries. So it's not as big of a push, I don't think, it has been in the past. But there are states out there, like Texas, like New Mexico, that have discussed perhaps having their own nuclear waste site. So Nevada doesn't want it. Give it to a state that may.
Would they make money from doing that? I mean, would there be money coming from the federal government?
Well, if they recycled it, potentially, I think there would be money. I think you could recycle it on site and let the nuclear states themselves be able to recoup some of the costs of having nuclear plants within their states. But if it stays on site, I don't have a problem with it. That's where it is today. But there's a push around here from an odd couple of members of the House that really wanted to see this all stuck to Nevada. I just don't see that happening.
Even with Chuck Schumer coming in as the incoming leader?
I don't think Chuck's part of the problem. I think we have problems on both sides of the aisle, don't get me wrong. We'll see what happens. But it's not one of those things that you let lie. I mean, you're always very, very aggressive on this particular topic, just trying to make sure that you know who's out there, who's moving, who wants to revive this particular issue. But I'm in agreement with Senator Reid. I think this issue is dead. There will always be those that want to disagree with us, but we've done a great job as a delegation. I want to keep moving that in the same direction.
Donald Trump, the nominee, are you going to endorse him?
I haven't. I think my particular position is pretty well known. I'm a member of the party of Lincoln, Eisenhower, and Reagan. I'm not a member of the party of Trump, and I'm not ready to do it anytime soon.
Okay, so potentially you would just withhold support because obviously you're not going to be supporting the Democratic nominee.
I will not. I think I've been very clear with that. I will not be voting for Hillary Clinton. But with some of the outrageous things that are being said from the Republican nomination, I have a hard time supporting them.
Do you think that things are going to change? Because, for example, you know Phil Ruffin, you know Steve Wynn,
sure.
You know Sheldon Adelson.
Sure.
All three of them are supporting Donald Trump.
Right, that's correct.
And for me, Phil Ruffin, I've had the opportunity to interview with him several times. And
great guy.
This is the most down-to-earth businessman, billionaire. Donald Trump was best man at his wedding.
Right,
He says there's a different
personal.
Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's personal. And I will tell you, I've spent a little bit of time prior to him running for president and thought he was a down-to-earth person also, until he came out and started making the comments he did about minorities, comments he made about women and veterans. And I just can't accept that. And I don't think any, in my view, that it's very, very difficult for me to support a candidate that has those views.
So where do you think this is going to go? Because the Republican Party can't just give up on this election cycle.
I don't know. I'll leave that up to the RNC to decide what direction they want to go on that. I just need to be very, very clear in my opposition to some of the comments that he has made. And the louder those comments become, the more of a decision the RNC is going to have to make on what they do with their nominee. But I just want to make sure that I'm very, very clear. I'm not voting for Hillary Clinton. But right now, I'm not a member of the party of Trump.
One of the big things that always comes into these things is money. And a lot of Republican donors, the heavyweights, are saying we're not going to give them money.
I'm not surprised. They thought they were going to raise $1 billion. Now they don't even think they're going to raise a third of that. It's his own doing. So we'll see what happens. He asked me earlier as whether or not I thought he was going to change his stripes, change his tune. And I thought that would happen after the primary, and we haven't seen that yet. So let's see what happens in the last couple of weeks. He's been his hand's been slapped pretty hard in the last week or so. Let's see if he's learned anything. He owes an apology. He owes an apology to that judge. I think he owes an apology to the American people and asked for their forgiveness. But I think he made a comment that he's never asked forgiveness from God. So I have a hard time believing he's going to ask it from the American people.
I think that's where we take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers congressional coverage is brought to you by Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtues.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction. 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're Grady for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Washington, D.C. with U.S. Senator Dean Heller. I-11 is one of the big reasons the Metro Chamber came here. Your thoughts on this and routing, funding?
Yeah, I was talking to Secretary Fox about this just yesterday in the Commerce Committee and told him how important it was. And frankly said, the Las Vegas Metro Chamber of Commerce was in town, and that was their biggest issue, their biggest concern, obviously for economic development between Phoenix and Las Vegas. It's the two largest cities in America that do not have a freeway between them. And if you've ever driven between those two cities, you'll recognize and realize how dangerous it is to get between there. But it's all about economic development, not just in Las Vegas and Phoenix, but for the whole southwestern area. But the expansion in the FAST Act, which was the transportation bill, moved that because of my efforts all the way up to Washoe County, and frankly, it's going to move all the way to the Canadian border when it's all said and done. So the effort is, and the question that I had for Secretary Fox is, when? When is this going to get done? We've already started the ring around Boulder City, and that's taken federal, state, and local funds. So we're very aggressive in wanting to get this done. There's a lot of planning that has to be done in order for an interstate to be done. We haven't done one in 30 years or so. So this is the first interstate in three decades. So a lot of planning, a lot of environmental studies. And I said, how do we expedite all that? Because we don't want environmental studies to take 5 years, 10 years in order to get this freeway through. So, but he agreed. He agreed that they have to do more and do better. But we're going to look in every corner. And the best thing that happened was that for the first time under Republican leadership is we passed a highway bill, a five-year highway bill. I mean, we were doing it 3 months at a time, extending it 6 months, 2 months. It was very, very frustrating. We now have a $300 billion five-year highway bill that we can get a lot of planning done. So I'm very optimistic at getting this done and getting it done sooner than later.
Can you see it being done bit by bit rather than all at once? The Boulder City Highway being an example of a portion of it being done?
The most important portion, by far, most important portion is between Phoenix and Las Vegas. That is where the biggest economic development and biggest impact will have. That's what I'm going to focus on, and then I want to get that up to the northern end of the state. So this is a priority for me.
What about routing? Congressman Amadei was talking about potentially moving it through Fallon.
Yes. Well, that's not my decision. And believe me, everybody wants it going through their community. No. They want it up the east side of the state. They want it up through the center of the state. And they want it up through the western part of the state, up through Washoe County. I'm going to let the RTC decide that. My job is to make sure that the funding is there and that the opportunity to get that freeway built. That's my job. Where it goes, how it... What community it travels through is not my responsibility, not my job. I'll leave that up to Nevada and Nevada's transportation committees.
Dodd-Frank, there's a group of congressmen trying to blow this up.
Yeah.
What do you think?
That should have been blown up. Never should have been passed. It was another one of those pieces of legislation where Democrats controlled the White House and both the House and the Senate. It's like Obamacare. Never would have passed except for the fact that they had both houses in the United States Senate. Look at the results of Obamacare, of Dodd-Frank. Look at the results. We have half the community banks in Nevada than we did before it passed. What it's doing is, by regulation, is wiping out all the small banks. What impacts does a small bank have on the state of Nevada? Community banks are the ones that invest in small businesses. Medium-sized banks invest in medium-sized companies. Large banks invest in large companies. If you're going to wipe out the small bank community, which Dodd-Frank has done, We're going to have a very, very difficult time creating jobs through small businesses, and that's where most of the jobs come from. So it is a burden, a huge burden throughout the country, but especially in the state of Nevada, as we're trying to create jobs and turn this economy around.
Are you looking for something to replace it or just get rid of it?
The first step is to take a look at it. Obviously, we're not going to be able to repeal the whole thing, but take the most onerous portions out of it. Our small businesses are overregulated and they're overtaxed. Our small banks are overregulated and they're overtaxed. And what we're going to end up doing, Dodd-Frank says we're going to try to make it difficult, to have another recession that from occurring. It's done just the opposite. If Dodd-Frank runs itself to fruition, we're going to end up with five big banks in this country. All these little banks are being bought out or they're going out of business by medium-sized banks. Our medium-sized banks are either going out of business or they're being bought up by the large banks. The last thing we need in this country is five large banks.
Be back in the position of too big to fail.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think it reinforced too big to fail by doing exactly the opposite of what it claimed to do.
I talked to the president of the Bank of Nevada yesterday, and we talked about it's looking like 4,000 to 6,000 people a month are going to be moving to Las Vegas again in the not too distant future. Are the structures in place to prevent what happened the last time with mortgages?
That's a great question. I think the regulators.
30 seconds.
Okay,
to
regulators.
It.
Yeah, it's a pretty complicated question, but we're doing everything we possibly can, and want to make sure the regulators are following this. The fact that they had loans out there that they had no income, no assets, and the fact that
breathe on a mirror.
Yeah. It's got to change, and it has changed. We just got to make sure we don't go back in that direction.
Thank you very much. It's always
Thank
a pleasure,
you.
Sir.
Thank
we'll
you.
See you back here late summer.
Thanks.
We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
One family, one owner, serving Northern Nevada since 1964. As your Couture dry cleaner and alteration specialist, and the only cleaner of fine French linen. From Deluxe Laundry, our signature brand, to our expert drapery, blind, and window treatment cleaning service. From handbag cleaning in a clutch, to a nationalized partner in textile restoration. Bobby Page's, over 50 years of innovation. We're not just a dry cleaner, we're your neighborhood textile group. Visit us at bobbypages.com.
Is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Washington, D.C. with Lee Gibson, who heads up the RTC in Washoe County. One of the big reasons that you've come out here for this trip is the I-11 corridor. At what point in the planning stage are we? Are we looking at 20 years down the road before this gets to Northern Nevada?
Well, I think we are at the very beginning of the planning stage to answer the first part of your question. The FAST Act, the Fixing America's Surface Transportation Act, which is the highway bill we've been talking about today, really lays the legislative foundation for us to begin planning. We have a large number of issues, including dealing with community impacts, looking at environmental constraints, And then dealing, I think most importantly though, with how we're going to fund I-11 and how we're going to deal with federal lands policies. Are we 20 years away? Probably. But I think there are some things, once we get all of the stakeholders together inside the state of Nevada and begin discussing what the community impacts are and all of the issues and concerns, maybe we can start looking at ways to do like my friends at the RTC of Southern Nevada have done, begin building segments to I-11.
Right.
And that's something that we're going to take a very hard look at in cooperation with the Nevada DOT.
And when we've seen that in various road projects in Northern Nevada where the whole thing was too big to chew off at one point, and so you build in various parts as developers develop certain areas. The other thing to point out, I think, for the viewer, too, is that these kind of projects like airports and RTCs, it's 20 to 30 years out that you have to look to be able to make these decisions.
Oh, absolutely. Sam, you and I have talked numerous times about the Southeast Connector. How long was that on the books before we began construction? So clearly the planning phase, the community consensus phase, looking for funding. I think the funding question, though, is something that I'm really starting to really think about a lot here as we head into the election season, as we look at what the policy debates are going to be. And, you know, the too many professional organizations have really defined the shortcomings in our nation's infrastructure. We see bridges collapsing. We see pavements failing. We see the lack of the integration of technology into our transportation system. So I think the policy debate that our industry, that our state needs to really hold as a frontline issue is going to be the national funding picture and the national regulatory picture for transportation. We need to see solid, intellectually sound proposals come forward on how we're going to fund, when we're going to fund, how we're going to finance, when we're going to finance. So those of us who are in the WERC business of where things get built, like the RTC, like the NDOT, we can begin going back to our constituencies and saying, these are the federal partnerships we're going to have. So that's something that I'm going to push for. I-11 is not going to happen without a clear national funding plan for dealing with all of our infrastructure. And I think that's something I'm going to push for. I'm hoping other elected leaders and other administrative leaders push for that, because we're at a crossroads in Northern Nevada. We are part of a large megapolitan area. We are seeing international trade opportunities grow, and we're seeing connectivity grow between Canada and Mexico. We need to be part of that, or we will not see the job creation and the opportunities for future generations emerge.
When you talk to Senator Reid's office, do you get any feeling that there is growing consensus? Because everybody talks about bridges and infrastructure and the jobs that it would bring, but we don't seem to be getting there.
You know, I think to a large extent, or to some extent, transportation funding has been part of the gridlock. Now, the Congress, as I said, remarked earlier here at the caucus meeting, you know, they have taken the lead. The FAST Act does bring new funding to the table, and we're very pleased with Congress and their actions to do that and the President signing that bill, but it's only a short-term fix, and that was borrowed money from the Federal Reserve. We need to look to those long-term solutions. I personally like to see funding tied to economic opportunity and development, so maybe that's an avenue we should be looking towards at the national level. We also need to look at the fair share distributional effects. That's why I think vehicle miles traveled fees are going to be something that has to come to the forefront. We have a lot of electric vehicles. We in Nevada are betting we're putting a long bet on the role of electric vehicles, both from the Faraday investment in Southern Nevada and the Tesla investment in Story County. So we have got to say, you know, folks, we can have all this opportunity, but the fair share piece has to come in to play so those electric vehicles pay that fair share of the transportation system.
And what's stunning to me is that we still don't see any movement in the federal gas tax.
It is stunning to me, and I think that needs to be part of the debate that's going to occur here in the future as we head into the election. It's still a foundational source. It's still a user fee. I mean, in some sense, it's not a tax, it's a user fee. You drive, you consume, you drive on the roads, you wear the roads out, you drive on the roads, you use gas, attaching fees to that gas to pay for the miles and roads that you drove is a common sense solution. I think a VMT fee needs to be structured around similar notions or similar concepts, and that's what we need to do.
When people raise the issue of truckers going around the state of Nevada, do you buy that if there's a VMT?
I don't, you know, I guess maybe from the Southern California perspective, I know Northern Nevada, I mean, they've got to go I-80 to get to the east. Maybe down south, you might see truckers coming out of California instead of taking I-15. Maybe they take I-40. They have a denser interstate network, so there's probably some credibility to that viewpoint.
Let me ask you one final question here. The spaghetti bowl. There definitely needs to be some serious work done there.
Absolutely. And that spaghetti bowl, those spaghetti bowl improvements are central to the continued economic prosperity of our region. And what I've asked the governor for, what my board has really charged me with, is to help plan for funding certainty. You know, I understand, and we in Northern Nevada understand how politics are in our state. All we're asking for is that we be assured that when our need is come time, that we have a funding certainty, that when we're given a deadline, that the money will be available, that we're not told, oh, you're gonna have to wait another 3 years or wait another 5 years. We need to work hand in hand across the state to make sure that when we know we need the money, because we have a design developed, we've completed the regulatory process, we have our clearances, that the money is ready to go. The public does not deserve to continue to face safety risks, congestion costs. The new businesses that are coming to Northern Nevada do not need to face those same risks. Otherwise, I think we could see our economy tip back to the way it used to be, and we will not emerge with the diversified economy and the new jobs that we so desperately want, so that we never experience what we just went through in the Great Recession.
And that's why we have to leave it. Thank you, sir, very much. We appreciate you being here.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers Congressional Coverage is brought to you by Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtues.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
What the heck does HVAC stand for? HVAC stands for heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. It also stands for one of the hottest careers around. And trained HVAC technicians are in high demand. As an HVAC technician, you'll work with mechanical, electrical, and refrigeration systems. Start your career as a heating, ventilation, and refrigeration technician now by calling CCNN at 775-583-4696. That's 775-583-4696.
There are reasons why people shop Washburn Carpets. First, we provide a wide selection of quality products and expert installation. You deal directly with me, the owner. I'll personally visit with you at your home to get accurate measurements. That means the right price for carpet, pad, installation, and removal of your old carpet. At Washburn, there's no gimmicks or add-ons, just satisfied customers. That's why we've been in business for over a half a century. So come to Washburn, where you'll always find first quality carpet for less.
Are you afraid of the dentist? Tooth Fairy Pediatric Dental is a parent's first choice when it comes to kids with dental anxiety. They partnered with DiAscoli Orthodontics to provide pediatric dentistry and orthodontics in 5 locations. They accept most insurances, and they have locations in Reno, Sparks, Gardnerville, Lake Tahoe, and Fernley. They even offer an orthodontic bus that comes to you. Creating healthy smiles for kids of all ages, called Tooth Fairy Dental and DiAscoli Braces.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.